Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And as you always know, it is 100% Morad.
Yay, me.
Yes, he is here with me. I am actually leading this ship. I don't know where the ship's going to go, but I am the captain.
Oh, that's not good.
I am the captain of this here ship. I don't never know where the ship's going to go.
Even the guy in Captain Phillips had an idea.
Yeah. Guy on the Titanic thought he knew where he was going.
Right.
Yeah, put like this. You have an idea of where you're going to go, but because it's so many crew members, you don't know what the crew members are going to do. So it could be in any direction.
So she knows where she's going. Just go with the flow. She doesn't know where the fuck you're going.
Overboard.
Who knows? I wanted to talk about one thing. Oh, wait a minute. Before I go into that, the reason why we're here is Keith and Hemda. How are y'all doing?
Yes, I knew that's where we were going. We're here.
I'm good now. Thank you very much.
I'm going to can't complain this.
No, maybe Hemda's the captain of the ship. She knew that's where we were going. Karen didn't.
Yeah, she's better than me then. Hey, maybe she gave her the keys.
That's what a good leader does. They pretend like everyone else is really doing. She's like, must be her. That's cool. Whatever. I just introduced her, but okay. Yeah, it's her. Absolutely. She said a word.
Now, enough preamble. I want to hear this one thing you want to talk about.
Oh. It may go into a variation, but
it's going to be a very short show.
Right. It might be a variation, but me, and this kind of is a random thought for an event that happened for me and Roderick last night. Whenever you order food on food apps,
oh my God,
it should be against the law and it should be illegal for them not to post who they really are, because we ordered some hot dogs and we showed up and it was Buffalo Wild Wings. I would order Buffalo Wild Wings if I wanted Buffalo Wild Wings. I was upset. I was like, we don't want these rinky dinky hot dogs y'all handing us. What is this?
Yes. We should be allowed to start a class action lawsuit.
Yes.
This shit should be illegal.
Yes.
I've never heard this before, ordering hot dogs.
So I'll break it down.
No, I know about the fake shops and whatever. And I have to say, maybe because I don't know when I get got by those, I'm like, kudos to you.
You know, you got a kitchen,
you're getting the hot dogs. They shouldn't have come up to your space. It's a fucking hot dog, you know? So I'm like kind of more on their side, but I like you guys better. I know that. And also,
see, this is some real, we told them on the one app, we didn't want to sleep with them. And then they showed up on the other app with no picture bullshit. And I don't support this.
I don't support that. And what happens, Hemda, is that most people, when they order, they just order.
Sure.
And so they don't actually go to the places. Me and Roger actually go pick it up. And that's how we're finding out these places are not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. You went behind the scenes and went, oh, you stand-ups write all your jokes and then talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just need a little asterisk. That's all.
Yeah. Just
a little asterisk. I don't think it's asking too much.
Just something that says that we are representing another place.
Hey, this is McDonald's for real.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool. I wouldn't have got that.
Yes, this is Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, right. I would not have ordered fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
You're not even charging me Chuck E. Cheese prices anymore.
No.
Now it's like, you know, Charles cheddar, and then I fucking order and it's $27, and it's Chuck E. Cheese pizza that even if I wanted Chuck E. Cheese would have been $15. That's bullshit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm more on your side now. I should have known better.
Because I feel tricked.
Can I ask a question about the actual order, which is hot dogs?
Oh God.
Hot dogs.
It wasn't even hot dogs.
It wasn't even hot dogs. Strips that they put in a hot dog bun. I was even angrier.
Wait, did you order hot dogs? And I thought I was
getting hot dogs.
I'm about to be shitty. What is a hot dog order when you got to go pick it up? What could they possibly be? What is a hot dog order that you go pick up? What is the luxury of somebody cooking you a hot dog? What are they doing to the hot dog? Why aren't you going to pick it up from the supermarket and it's the same?
So y'all don't have cars.
Right. But, right. Y'all have. Okay.
But
yeah, just
to- I'd imagine walking down the street, it's like, what's the point of going to the hot dog vendor? Because I also don't have fucking cheddar cheese to melt at my house. I don't have fucking whatever else hot dog shit they're putting on there. I don't have the fucking salad that they're making in Chicago for a Chicago dog. Like, I wanted to. I'm like, oh, a fancy hot dog. Let's try something new today. Oh, were wait, it's Buffalo Chicago? Wild Wings? Never mind.
Were you in Chicago?
No. Okay. But I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I can't eat barbecue every fucking day. So I'm going to try something different every once in a while.
Something
and
for
I've discovered some. I've discovered some lovely food that is not from the place of origin here. We've had dumplings and all kinds of shit, you know, where you're like, oh, they shouldn't have great sushi here. Oh, wait, this is fucking good. That's awesome.
Okay, so you were having a Chicago-style hot dog, which I've never had before. I eat my hot dogs burnt, and I take most of the bread off because it's boring. Mm-hmm. So this is different. All right, now once you got it, did you thank them?
No.
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, no, we was not
also
happy.
It wasn't, just for a record, it wasn't a hot dog, right? Like, we have hot dogs at home, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
This was a bird dog. Okay. Now, a bird dog is they take a chicken tender and hot dog it up. So it was like, oh, maybe this will be interesting and new. Like, I've never heard of this shit before. Turns out it's just Buffalo Wild Wings and they just threw some shit together. So fuck them.
Mm-hmm. They got buns on sale. So they made up a sandwich.
Oh my God. No joke. Hemda. The fucking bag that it came in, it was a Target bag.
It was a Target bag. Yes.
Do you want to charge for bags or not?
Buffalo Wild Wings or Bird Dog. It just said Target.
Some employee pulled that out. We ain't got no more bags. Here's the bag I bought for lunch.
Okay, I have one more question. Can we know how much?
Oh, I have to look it up. But whatever amount it is too much. You
know, yes.
There's no amount I can tell you that would justify what the fuck happened. It was like, oh, it's $3. It's like, why'd you pay $3 to get spit on? You know? Mm-hmm. It's like owning a cat. What would be the point? There's no amount of money you can spend on a vet at a cat that I'd be like, oh, that was money well spent.
Right. Cat's still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the thing is, because we went to go pick it up at night, I didn't even realize it was a Target bag until we got home. And Roger says, that looked like a Target bag. I was like, holy shit, it is a Target bag.
It was $25.
Wait, how many hot dogs? 25?
You get four hot dogs with the fixes and shit and like you know, whatever the side.
Okay. Like fries or something?
Yeah, like fries or something. Yeah.
Okay, but that's a lot of food. Yeah.
But the thing is,
I mean, especially considering you're not gonna eat it.
Yeah, but the thing is
it's just as much food as you got when you originally got it because it's going right in the fucking trash.
Yeah, because I ate that. I was like, you know what? I was high.
No one's gonna finish that.
No.
You're gonna bite into
I
it
didn't.
And go, oh no, this is Buffalo Wild Wings, which tastes terrible and I never eat there except for that one time they paid me. This is it for this meal. This is a waste of a night. So shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't think I've ever had it. Is it actually inedible?
It's not good.
It's not good.
Wow.
Why did they pay you?
Oh, they paid me as an influencer to eat pumpkin spice wings. And I just was openly on the show like, listen, if they're gonna pay me to go there, watch football and eat wings, I'm just going to say it's great. So I don't like, it's like that Dave Chappelle joke, Coke or Pepsi, which one is better? Whichever one is paying me. Right. So they paid me some money to go there with my friends. They comp everything. And then they sent me a check like the next week. And I was like, all right, awesome. Best wings I ever had in my life. Try the pumpkin spice Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
It's not a, it's not like a test you take and get a license to be an influencer, right?
No, okay. That's what was so crazy is they just reached out to me. I was like, what is this? And there it's like contracts and shit behind the scenes. I'm like, this is so when I see Kim Kardashian advertising like Bitcoin, that's what happens for her. But on a $1 million level.
Correct.
That's fucking crazy. No wonder these people are all like, oh, get this body butter tea that'll. Mm-hmm. Make your way. You'll have no waste,
and
make sure you exercise with it. Even though I don't exercise, I just go to a plastic surgeon because I just made $1 million. You fucking idiot.
Yeah, remember when Beyonce was so thirsty she needed a fucking Pepsi?
Yeah, Okay. Yeah.
Was that during vegan month?
Or? Yes. Like, Beyonce's never been that thirsty.
Yeah, right. She's like working out. Her trainer passes her a what? Pepsi?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
She would smack that out their hands. She's like, oh, this carbs. Smack.
Yeah. They're going out for their anniversary, Jay-Z and Beyonce. And what are they cheers with? A fucking Pepsi.
Yeah. He took a private jet to France to celebrate. Yeah. And drink Pepsi.
No.
What's in the limo? Clink, clink. Pepsi, man.
Well, you see those bear commercials. They pop the bear, but they're not allowed to show you drink it because it's poison.
Yes.
It's like the Pepsi with Beyonce is like that, but the opposite, because she dumped it out and put water in it. So you can see her drink it. You can't see her open it. She doesn't even want the smell.
They have an actual like body double, but that's the part for the body double to drink it.
Yes. And that's about as bad as those Hardee's. I don't know if y'all have Hardee's there.
Sure.
We have Hardee's here. And with the Hardee's, it's like the, and I think some places they call something juniors or something.
Carl's
Juniors.
Oh, okay.
And they have like the ridiculous size burgers and like these skinny women. I was like, they would be caught dead eating that burger.
One of them was Paris Hilton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the commercials for Carl's Burger.
It's bigger than your face.
But they're in a bikini on the beach.
Yes, or draped over a car.
Yes, I would like to see the 5 seconds after they yell cut and everybody throwing up into the sand right next to them. Absolutely.
Slamming that burger on the ground.
Oh, God, it touched me. It touched me.
Also, like, speaking of alcohol commercials, like beer commercials, straight up beer commercials, has zero body fat in the entire thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Some people like can give up beer and lose 10 pounds in a week just because of just, it's not just the calories, the bloating and
sugar
like,
and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. They're playing volleyball. Like that's what you can play when you're drunk. Play volleyball.
My favorite beer commercials are the ones that clearly are ads for LSD, where it's like, beer is not supposed to make anyone feel this way. It's like, hey, guys, it's the fourth quarter. We're drinking Bud Light. And then like the clouds part and a fucking like a caravan of horses fly and people all over the world join hands, starts playing. And like the football teams are high fiving each other. And you're like, that's just LSD. That's just acid.
Yes. That is about as bad as when they do it, the temperature change. Like, here's a Cools Light, then all of a sudden everything gets cold and frosted.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
an ad for hallucinogens.
Like, you might need to get checked out for this temperature change. Did you have a hot flash? What is happening here?
If you've ever drank a Bud Light and then looked up and like a fucking horses were around, like, you should stop and be like, I don't know what's in this, but it's not beer anymore.
I don't know. Keith, you were a Bud Light guy. What do you think?
I did kind of feel that way sometimes. I did.
And that explains alcoholism. It so much. That explains alcoholism.
Yeah. Now we know how, like, different people have different struggles and we relate differently. And alcohol for Keith, people all over the world join hands.
I drink until cars look like locomotives. And I'm like, look at this.
You start feeling the frost when the engines roaring by. Baby, who's the advertiser?
Oh, the sponsor for this week's episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl, episode 213.
Wait a minute, you call him baby too, but you call Xerxes baby.
There's everybody's somebody's baby. Yes. I don't know how else to stress this to you. if anyone who was not a baby, please feel free to speak up. Write in info at Keith and the Girl. Let us know your struggle. But
you were just born an adult.
For those of us that were babies, I mean, come on. This episode is brought to you by Keith and the Girl Blue. For just $20 a month, you can keep listening to the same shows that you already pay for every month. You'll also get exclusive access to the play button on whatever podcast app you use and maybe even rewind, fast forward. You can listen to it on 1.5 or even double speed for the low cost of $20. You can even get access to shows like Last Week on Keith and the Girl, Q&A, Diamond Dogs, and everything else behind the paywall. And you'll be paying $20 more a month for that access. You're welcome.
What are you doing? You're good on Twitter. What are you going to do? You going to keep that blue check mark if they say to charge you?
I'm not giving that motherfucker no $8.
Right.
I did. The thing with my check mark is that I got it over a joke. Mm-hmm. I made a joke about Bernie Sanders and it went viral.
Yep.
and news outlets were interviewing me and shit. And so Twitter reached out to me like, do you want verification? And I was like, sure. I mean, if you're just giving it out, fuck, I'm not anybody. I don't work for ABC or something. And then, yeah, from that point on, it's the best part about having the blue check mark is every once in a while, someone gets really mad about your opinion. Mm-hmm. That's the only good thing, is just like, I can come on there and say, actually, I don't like peanut butter with chocolate. And there'll be somebody like, you fucking blue check mark motherfucker. You guys always do this. And I'm like, this is hilarious that you're so upset about this. But yeah,
and I don't talk to non blue check marks. So have a nice day.
Yeah.
This conversation's done.
Yeah, that's a little something, but it's not enough. Right. You know?
It's gonna be interesting to see. We probably may talk about it.
Oh well, also at this point you become a mark. Like you become the person who spends $20 a month. Like now it can't be like, oh cool, you got that thing. It's gonna be like, oh, you pay for Twitter, you fucking nerd. Like he's made it not cool anymore. Like, so it's like you can't even, whatever prestige it did have, it doesn't have anymore.
Right.
Mm-mm. Right. Now you're a company, but like out loud about it like that.
What about y'all? Y'all gonna pay to get the check mark?
We never talked about it, but no, that's exactly like you're saying. You look like a joke now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Also, like, you know, people who have worked with us were like, hey, I think I know how to get you guys the blue check mark, whatever. And we're like, okay.
Right.
Okay, can you first do this other thing? Because just so much.
Like, just all you got to do is send your tax information to Twitter.com. Yeah, like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. That was a lot. And we tried to get Karen verified just because it was like, it's weird that I'm verified and you're not. And they were like, no.
They were like, who?
It's like, we do the same thing. Like, any publication I've been written about, she's been written about it, and blah, blah, blah. That ain't enough. It's like,
It also proves that it's not just a verification. It was supposed to be verification. This is the Karen Morrow that you think it is. That's it. And especially because your Twitter handle is not Karen Morrow.
Right.
It is Say That Again, right? Mm-hmm. So you would think you would need the verification. Maybe not more than Rodimus Prime, but like,
the same thing.
Because it's for the confusion. It's for like, you are officially this person.
Right.
So the fact that they're like, no, it actually is based on like what we think is something. And we're not even telling you what that something is.
Yeah.
And,
nobody ever said what the criteria is, because if they wanted to do it right, it would be free. You would just send your information in. They would just verify you. And that would eliminate the real people from the bots, if truth be told.
Yeah. And now you have everyone's information to sell to Russia. Like, what? This is a no-brainer. But they didn't do it.
This Elon, though, he's draining the swamp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Draining the swamp of Twitter.
So there's a lawsuit now, supposedly. They're putting together a class action lawsuit because, surprise, surprise, you can't just come in and fire everybody.
Yes. In some states, particularly if it's not a right to work state, like North Carolina is a right to work state. California ain't. So you can't just walk in there and be like, I don't like you. You fired with no cause. You got to give them like a notice ahead of time and shit. Yes, it's going to be a class action lawsuit. Then he had the nerve to turn around and be like, you know, we made a mistake. Come back. Bitch, fuck you.
What's the password? You didn't tell me the password. I came in with my sink and was very dramatic. And not looking back. I should have treated you with dignity like you're a person instead of doing skits and bits.
Right.
Can you just come back and, you know, I can't promise if I won't fire again, but where's the bathroom key?
Yes. Yeah, because that's the thing. He got.
Oh, it's under the desk. You're fired.
Right.
And what's so crazy about it is you start chaos and then you're firing very, very important people. Who they are specialized in these things. They may have built these systems, a lot of IT people and shit like that. So when they leave, don't nobody have access. Can't nobody get into it. Don't nobody know how shit works. And it's like, well, then what do you think was going to happen?
Some of the people are supposedly like the verification people that verify like facts, like the people who fight misinformation. And everyone's like, Elon, it's 4 days from the most important election in our lifetime.
Right.
We probably need those people at least for 4 more days to be like, guys, it's actually not true that Nancy Pelosi is a pedophile. So let's just pull that one down a little bit. And he's like, we don't need no facts. We good.
Yeah. He likes the attention. You know, he's not really hanging out with us, and so it's not really going to upset him how mad you're at it, but he does like that he has your attention.
Right, and I don't think it was ever his intention to buy it. I think they forced him to purchase it.
Well, that's really obvious, right? They had to sue him to buy it, because you can't just keep saying you're going to buy it when we're making plans for you to buy it.
Yep, and he backed out of the deal, and every time he would try to get the money with his Tesla stock, Tesla would tank. So they was like, look, you have to stop this. You're not only are you tanking Twitter, you're tanking Tesla. Like, sir, and how are you CEO with multiple companies?
It's not that hard to be CEO. I don't.
Apparently, it ain't.
It don't look that hard. Like,
well, I'm a CEO, right, Keith?
Yeah, we're all CEO. Everybody here is a CEO.
And you gotta do, like another bid. He can bring in like a toilet and be like, "This is going down the crapper, right, guys?"
Yeah.
You know? So it's not easy being a CEO with that said.
I'm taking a bath.
Another prop. Okay, KATG.
We had enough fun. Let's get serious.
Yeah. Right. I know.
Trying to get to work.
I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I got to get us back on the rails. KATG episode 3596, friends in show places with Gabe McCalla.
Go with the letter. Go with the letters that are there. Is the L before the C or after the C? Are you dyslexic and we're assholes?
Maybe. What is this?
I wonder that too.
What is
all jokes aside?
Yeah,
I really am.
Maybe we have to take you to a doctor or something.
You're like, Gabe, America?
Well, but then no, that doesn't make any sense. She can't be dyslexic. She reads the titles perfectly. That's every true. Fucking time.
And show places could have confused her. Yeah. It's just the name.
Also, don't you deal with a lot of spreadsheets and numbers at work? And you get right, all that stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, so we're
like
safe.
It's not she's going, friends in palaces with. No, it's just the names.
Malika.
Yes.
Nope. Yeah, yes. That was it.
Yay, okay.
Good. Yeah, we barely noticed. Right. That was good. That was very good.
Yeah. Was he an asshole?
That's the question. Was he?
He was not an asshole. I believe.
I don't know. He said bro a lot.
No, I didn't notice he said bro that much. And then Newsy posted something on the forums. And I'm like, did he say bro a lot? And he's like, holy shit.
Yes. He was like, me and my bros. Yeah. My friends are bros. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we'll make it a drinking game. I'm going to go see his show. Let's see how much he says bro.
Wow.
I would have fucking died.
I was going to say.
I can't.
He says bro all the time?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. It was even like, should I spoil the ending?
Yes. Bros? Of his play? So, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Turns out. Rose is just short for brothers. Okay, a lot of things came before.
But those aren't his brothers he's talking about, right? So what the fuck does that mean?
But
yeah,
fucking man.
Wow, was that? That was a tough day. Okay, sounds good. Yeah,
man. men are all like. Bro,
but what could it be? You know, like I listened to that show, and if I don't know what the fuck your show is about, then that means you just put jokes together or a story together and then threw an end to it. And that's when I realized that friends were there all along. I was the bad friend. You know, the end, everybody cry. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know what the fuck his show was about. Friends, but really only Tim was there the whole time, but Tim fucked his girl. I'm like, I don't know what this show is, and you're acting like it's about how it's hard for guys to make friends, but I'm not hearing anything. And I understand, I don't agree with it, but I understand the point of comics not wanting to ruin jokes or whatever, but tell me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He told you. I went to see the show, and Tim is a very, very big character.
Mm.
I actually thought maybe the show was going to turn into a different direction where bros were going to turn into hoes.
Oh, but he's coming out of the closet.
I thought maybe that's what was going to happen, but no, Tim was just really good friends. And yes, he did sleep with the girlfriend.
So it was bros before hoes? Was the overall point? Was him?
Did they even cover that point?
It was all bros, no hoes. It was.
Wow. It was. I mean, as before far as you can get.
I mean, as far as well, it was okay. So, all right. He's dating, and so it is more a story about his friends because he would describe the person he's dating. And Xerxes brought this to my attention. He'd be like, tall, blonde, attractive, or something like that. But Tim, I know the inside color of Tim's eyeballs.
Timothy.
Oh.
I know how Tim's facial hair combs and which direction. I know how tall Tim is. I know where Tim works in the summer.
So what is, like, if you had to say what the, if he asked you, how do I describe this in two sentences?
I had a best friend and a, okay, hold on. I mean, that's not fair.
Sure. You're allowed three.
Yeah. Keith's really the one who paraphrases the best. We all know.
I just wasn't there. Right. That's all. Yeah.
I would say I rose before hoes.
Okay. Except after nose.
I would say I'd call it Tim's my favorite. No, where in the world is Tim?
Right. Who's Tim?
Who's Tim?
And you might not get answers, but it may, the question is there.
It's like a bromance?
Romance! Yes. Thank you. It's a bromance.
So it's a romantic comedy, basically.
Yes.
a rom-com, if you will.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Wow.
Yes. I'll tell you this, though. A little more spoiler. He's still mad at Tim.
Now here's the question. Does he know he's still mad at Kim?
There's a whole show about he's still mad at Tim.
Okay, so he do know.
So
you know how sometimes motherfuckers don't know? Like, they be like, we cool. And it's like, well, you did a whole hour and a half about how y'all not really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's very well aware. In fact, Tim reached out not that long ago. And he was like, nah, bro.
Because it'll ruin the show.
Right. Did he admit that?
The whole show, he can't make up till he does another hour.
I got to be like, we got to be enemies forever until this gets picked up.
Yeah. All right, guys, season two. All right, I'm running out of ideas. Tim, let me pick up that phone.
If you're right, an hour of, you know, me and my friends me and my dad can't be friends again. There's no way. Not because of what happened, because I wrote a book.
Man. Yeah.
I don't have the energy to take them off the shelves when this book comes out. It's done. We're done forever now. We are done.
Yeah. The only thing that comes after this is more books, right? Like
a bonus chapter, you know? Like, hey, funny story. We could talk it out.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's like getting, you know, Jesus on your arm, a tattoo of Jesus. Like, you're Christian for life. Right. Like, I don't, you could be an Israelite or something, or like a old school Jew or something, but I don't know. I don't know if you could be like a.
You wouldn't say anything bad about it. You'd be, I looked Jesus up and kind of surprised. I regret this tattoo like my Kanye one. he was bad business.
I like that because he didn't want to spoil his show. Everything he talked about with the play ended up being like, bros, have you ever heard of friendship, bro?
Yes.
This shit is crazy.
And I was like, well, what is it really going to be about then?
It was like, what is the play? You're just, men can be friends? Is this, you made an hour out of this?
Men have feelings? What
good that, shit, good shit, bro.
I could see there being funny stories about guys trying to make friends. And with that said, I can't think of a single one right now. You put yourself out there at the end. How are you going to come up with a show about it?
But you got two penises. So, that whole thing.
Oh, because you have a penis and he has a penis. How do you connect? Yeah.
Now it's changing everything.
Right.
Whoa.
Right.
I mean, you know what? I thought he did say a lot about the show, and it turns out he did, because a lot of the scenes were in there and like filled in or whatever. But I thought it was going to be more about his mother dying, or not dying. Excuse me. I kept thinking she was dying.
She's sick.
She got sick for half a minute. But I thought it was going to be about his mother being sick and how he feels about that and his interactions with his friends about that. Not really.
Yeah.
He didn't promote it right.
Yeah.
Then.
I don't think he promoted this right.
Well, he promoted it. He did promote it right.
He promoted it great.
But the mom thing wasn't in there, but the mom thing was such a big part of y'all's conversation.
I would say the entire mom part is five parts where he said, and when my mother was sick, she's fine now. Thank you for asking. That's it.
Wow.
But it just kind of like put in a timeline, but I didn't hear like what his mother was. I don't remember what his mother was sick with, or what she had to go through, or what she was in the middle of while he was trying to. It was really more like, what's Tim doing?
It's, you know, and I liked him just fine on our show. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I don't. I wonder, do I ever make guests feel bad when they like, they go, here's this show talking about making friends and my mom being sick. And then I ask like three questions. Do they go, I got to rewrite this whole fucking thing. Those were good questions.
Well, I didn't think of that.
Because you asked good questions.
Oh, I should say if my mother's still alive or not in this story. That has nothing to do with my mother if I bring up that she's dying. Okay. Okay.
I did like him as well. And I thought he had really good energy. Yeah, and I'd love to see him come back. But yeah, it was just funny to like somebody who said bro so much. Normally I associate people that say bro a lot with like, and they're gonna, here comes a garbage opinion coming down coming down the pipe in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But he has such beautiful energy. So that's dope.
He did, and he is one of the few people that appreciated Keith's question, because a lot of times when Keith asks questions, he doesn't ask them in a mean or condescending or intrusive way, but for some reason
sometimes
okay.
Oh, yeah, it's all condescending. Here's the thing, it doesn't matter. I don't buy it necessarily from people. I don't buy that you're comfortable and like, I don't buy the that's a good question, Keith.
Right.
But I appreciate it, because you're either going to answer it or not, right? So it's a good fucking question, you know. I think he had that kind of energy where it's like, I'm not going to shut this shit down. I'm not going to pretend like, you know, this is not a show where you ask questions. So I thought he was really cool in that way. Like everything was, oh, I should look at that, you know, instead of arguing on an entertainment show.
Right.
Right. Right. And I guess that's what I feel like. It wasn't like you ask a question, then you can feel them bristle up and get defensive almost immediately versus just allowing to either answer the question or not answer the question. It's like, I'm here to fight.
Exactly.
And it's just the mood of the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Teddy had a great attitude. Here's what I did wrong when I went to his show. Somehow we were late. I have not been late, honestly, like in so long. And he wasn't on stage.
We call that COVID, but we're proud of you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
We were all on time for a couple of years.
Okay, I hear you.
I haven't heard one single show she's talking about recently, but good for you.
Fair enough. So. We get there and Chris Gethard is on stage opening, and I didn't know this. He was Gabe was right at, you know, when you walk in to get your ticket at will call, he was right there for some reason where you go into the theater. So he's seeing us come in late and he's like, hey, like real friendly and shit. And I go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, no, don't worry about it. I'm like, why did I just say sorry? Don't say anything to him. He's about to go on. It's the first night of the New York, you know, of this rendition of it. He's about to go on stage. He doesn't have to make you feel okay about coming in late. Just be like, oh, great. You know, it's you.
Yeah.
I'm ignoring you. You don't even exist. I didn't even see you. This was a big mistake.
He's like, man, fuck Chris Gethard.
Right. Don't worry. He has nothing to do with me.
I'm not on stage.
Right. Yeah. So I fucked up by even like interacting.
I think it's even nicer. You're not here for Chris Gethard. You're here for Gabe Malukika. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Sometimes it's like that where you like, I don't know who I was going to be here, but I know who I'm came to support. And so that's all that matters. You came to support. It was one of the things where he's like, appreciated you actually coming.
Neither here nor there. Keith, what color are Adam's eyes?
Holy fuck. Does he have eyes? He must. They must be brown, because I don't remember them being beautiful. You know what I mean? So they don't, it's nothing striking.
Adam Brown eyes.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I do have to give a little warning about Soho Playhouse.
By the way, I must say this. Brown's not really his last name. It's just how I remember it. So now that you bring it up.
I got that name.
Yeah, Adam Brown eyes.
Adam Beautiful Brown Eyes.
Pretty honestly, brown Adam's eyes. Not even his name.
That's true, too. That's his middle name. I don't know who the... You're asking about his eyes?
Who the fuck
I don't
is
know his
guy?
Name.
You should do a whole play about this guy.
I'll introduce my parents and then never bring him up.
I wrote a book about my dad, even. That was when I was writing that book.
I interrupted somebody.
Karen. Oh, no, Soho Playhouse. If you are a taller human being, go a little bit early because some of the seats you will need two of.
Mm.
Just a little heads up.
Oh, like it's like a like an airplane. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's too bad. Do you?
Yeah, some of the seats were more roomy than others. So yeah.
Well, again, I did like Gabe, to be clear, but. Do you notice my little trick when I don't know what somebody's about? And I go, Lizzie Cassidy recommended you, and here we go. And then at the end, it was great to have you, says me.
Yeah.
You know.
Because if it went bad, you know who the audience is.
Lizzie's fault.
It's nothing to do with us and how we judge people. Do you guys get this where Lizzie introduced Gabe to us but included Gabe? I don't like that business.
Yeah, Mike Kaplan did that. With a guest who turned out to be awesome.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm okay with it because 99% of the time, it's going to be like awesome. It's like you go to lunch with somebody and they invite somebody without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person shows up and you have a fucking awesome time. It's like, this is now the best lunch I've ever had. It's even better. Because the high wire act with no net.
So you like not knowing if your show will be good, and then it's good, and you're like, yay, that was scary and fun, and that's why that's fun to you.
That's the fucking best.
Yeah. That's adrenaline.
That's when you know you got it. When you're like, nobody else could have made this shit work. I made this shit work.
And that's how I felt about lunch, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, fuck, I knew Keith could do it. I fucking knew it.
Why wouldn't we go vegan? And I made it work.
I believed in you more than you believed in yourself. And that's how you coach the greats.
Thank you.
That's how you do it. Oh, and doing this show, it was hilarious. The roasting of the shit that was happening in the background of the room. And I thought, I was like, this is why my camera is pointed at a wall. So you don't see shit like that.
He has a lot of balls to show that room. And...
It's funny.
Or do that. I don't like when people do the phasing out the background, but in his case, he may do that.
On YouTube.
Just keeping it real, bro.
Just put a sheet on everything that's on your bed.
Mm-mm. Y'all need to see it. Y'all need to get this reality.
Y'all need to see the open underwear drawer. Get it all. This is how I live my life, baby.
Oh, tired all this fake shit.
Keith's head was going to explode because drawers were open, like in the movies, like someone came in and, you know, hey, what would a bachelor's room look like? You know?
Yeah.
So Keith's head was like, fuck me.
You didn't even think we were company.
Right. That's what it is. I bet subconsciously is, am I being respected? You have to go out of your, it's a small room. You have to go out of your way to not push those drawers in to walk around. And maybe because of your room, you're used to people like Xerxes going to have his knees in his throat because he wanted to see your show. Close your fucking drawers. Recognize space. Again, I wasn't at the show. I have no comments.
Great guy.
Good guy. Loved him the whole
Wonderful
time.
Wonderful time.
Yeah, loved him.
Seriously, he was.
Yes.
He was so
authentic, so real.
He was easy. He went with everything. It was a lot of fun. It was, it was very, very easy.
When you're working with that kind of room, can you be difficult? I don't think so. You know?
You better be laid back, right?
If you have gotta a bedroom be laid like back. That. Yeah. You gotta be chill. Yeah. You can't be like, guys, I'm pretty anal attentive, and you're not gonna talk to me this way.
I do not answer that question.
Yeah.
Okay, well, move the rotisserie chicken off your bed and think about it, and then answer.
I'm not just an open book. I'm an open drawer.
Open cabinets. He's an open everything, right?
Open door. I'm just
open. Open toilet lid. Open.
And in this episode, one more thing before we move on. We learned about Keith's hatred for the Karate Kid.
Hatred. Like hatred.
Ralph Macchio.
Hatred. Wow, in fact, the poll was, are you caught up with Cobra Kai? Because maybe me saying how much I dislike, I know he's on a tour. This is how I even found out about this book, obviously. Mm-hmm. He has a book and he's going on radio shows and promoting it. So I know he was on Marin not too long ago. I know he's on, and some people said, hey, I heard him and I liked him. So I'm like, then let me put up this poll. Are you caught up with Cobra Kai? I'm the only one on the forums who wrote yes. So I'm the only one who knows that this guy is a piece of shit that will not take a karate lesson. We're going to have season 6 coming up. He hates you. He disrespects you. To write a book called The Karate Kid and act like a 22 years old at the most, you are a producing genius. You didn't write this movie. Right. I don't know if people know that based on this book, but he's like, you'd be surprised about catching the fly. What? You didn't really do it with chopsticks? Yes, surprise. Chapter 2. I didn't know if Mr. Miyagi would be any good. Turns out he's an actor. He could do good. That blew my mind. We were on a roll. Fascinating shit. They said my name was going to be Daniel Johnson. And then I go, this movie's shitty. Then we change it to Danny LaRusso. Now we're firing on all cylinders. Chapter 4. No one's talking about this like it's Shawshank. We were kids and we got off on it, and that's it. It doesn't hold up. You don't recommend it. What the fuck are you asking? Acting like a TT.
He sounded like a 22-year-old. Like, he sounded like he got back into the brain of 22-year-old Ralph Macchio. Because that is how a 22-year-old would think like that.
Right.
But it's just that you wrote the book in 2022 with the, you know, with hindsight. So you would be like, and I was kind of an asshole, but this is what I was thinking. Or, you know, hey, I was 22, guys. I wasn't just fucking sharpest tool. I didn't realize we were going to be acting or whatever.
Right.
It's weird to present it now. Like, right. It's like, no, not right. That's what I would think at 22, Ralph.
No, he's a horrible actor. You know, I remember liking The Outsiders, but he doesn't stand out to me. My cousin Vinny, he's the same dopey kid from Karate Kid. He's not the funny one.
Well, he was amazing when he got his fucking leg hurt and he did that fucking crane kick.
No, he did the crane kick, sure. Sure. Well, you know what I hate about him so fucking much? Mm-hmm. He must have been told this by the public. Like, you know, that crane kick isn't even legal. Did everybody take a fucking karate class? How do you know? Right. And he doesn't even know why. Because he didn't say why it's legal. He goes, well, it is just a movie. You don't even know why. The end. That's my book. Yeah. Fuck you.
He didn't write the movie, though. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You still have all the, you have another, you wrote the book, have an opinion.
And remember
tell
when
me
he
something.
Fucked his shoulder up and he couldn't fucking swing his arm?
Yeah.
But because of that toy from earlier in the movie,
right.
He was like, if I fucking do this right here, I'll fucking swing my broke arm into your face and knock you the fuck out.
The kid's drunk. Oh. Yeah.
That was in the second one, right?
Yeah, yes. That was in the second one.
Yeah,
I can't wait for that book.
Yeah, that would be a good book. Now that's a good book. And I want a book on when Hillary swanks the Karate Kid and his thoughts in the audience.
Yeah. I said, you're going to make a movie with a girl? Really?
But Hillary Swank, I'm telling you, right then and you know what? Honestly, she said hello. And the way she said, I knew she'd be a multiple Oscar winner.
Today we had on Carmen Lagala. Does she not look exactly like Hillary Swank?
Oh, maybe. I see
like,
that.
Couldn't she take over any work that she's ever done and you wouldn't even notice?
I see that. Amazing. Like she did it. Fucking amazing. Mm, now there's talent.
She could do it.
If anybody can do it, Carmen can like, look like her.
Million dollar baby.
Yeah.
Because Hillary Swank is like this supermodel who like you almost forget that she's a supermodel. And I think that's Carmen Lagala also. Like, wait, you're super hot. Like print magazine type of, you know, like, sure.
Don't get us wrong. We all think she's super hot. We all think she's beautiful and everyone is beautiful and we love everybody and everybody's
judge.
Body is their body. Right. And we're not judging.
Which leads us back to Gabe.
So we did the fall, Karen.
Give me
I know you. I didn't know if you were pausing to reflect or you were pausing because you was like, so what's the next thing?
Karen's enjoying the show.
Yeah, my bad.
I keep forgetting I'm actually supposed to be like in charge.
I know you're the captain, but you told us earlier you don't know where we're going, so I'm trying to help. My bad. Jumping overboard.
No, we can't lose crew members. We all got to stay on the ship.
Oh, let me tell you something. I know what the pause was from. Holy shit. That you don't have a fucking chance with this next one, Karen.
I'm gonna try my best. I am going to try my best.
All right.
KATG episode 3597, Lady Journey, with Sarah Tomash.
But again, you have to use all the letters. Just do it again.
Tol.
Yeah.
Mosh.
Okay. Well, fuck it. Okay.
No.
Close enough.
No, that's not. Hold on.
Each time you seem to skip different letters.
You didn't even use the L the first time.
There's no L and now no E. Okay. Just go for it. Just go for it. Ready?
Are we sure?
This is fair factor. 3, 2, 1. Sarah,
three, two,
say it.
3, 2, 1. Sarah told... I'm saying Le Marsh lately.
Yes, mm-hmm. Sarah Tolomash. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the second one?
Oh, shit.
That was her fault. That one, she should, you know, that should have been Sarah List.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's
even Mr. T goes by Mr. Yeah. T, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think his name was Tolomash.
No, right. No, it wasn't. And Katie Hennigan.
That's right.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Perfect.
How about a second?
1 out of 3 ain't bad.
No, that ain't bad.
Were they assholes?
I don't think they were, but I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, come on, guys.
I don't think my opinion counts either.
No, your opinion always counts, but I want to know from the people that were on the inside.
I think this is one of those shows that could have gone wrong, you know? Yeah. Because
yes.
These two particular comics are, they seem personal in their Twitters, in their jokes. They seem intimate, but they're not really. And a lot of Katie stuff is like over the top sarcastic. So that didn't really happen to her. She takes a lot of liberties, and that could have clashed, I think, with Keith going like, in your joke, blah, 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 because usually that's reality. And I thought it went like great. It was so much fun.
I did too. And I was nervous. I can't help it because I'm like, this is the show. You know it or don't. Sarah's been on before. But if I'm making my what is women jokes, you know, yeah I didn't know. Like, they seem more feminist than not. And who knows? But yeah, everything went great.
I'm glad. It was fun. It's like the energy and everybody was high energy and just the interaction. I was here for it. And you guys was talking about Annie and like seeing it with the dope eyes and something that Roderick brought up, I think a while ago. And I agree. In the movie Friday, their neighbor Stanley would be like, get off my yard. And Roderick was saying like, as an adult, I understand. Stay off that man's yard. He done invested in yard seeds and fertilizer. Sure. You're walking across there destroying his grass.
Why was he part of the bad guys in the movie? Like, I get that Debo was a bad guy. He was beating everybody up.
Yes.
Stanley just bought a nice, took care of his nice house in the hood and would just kindly thank you to stay off his fucking grass. Like, why is he among the villains? He did nothing wrong ever.
That's them adult eyes when you start realizing how much mulch costs and grass seeds and shit like that. You'd be like,
he probably was trying to sell that shit and get the fuck out of there. Like, y'all motherfuckers are beating each other up with bricks and shit every day and selling weed and the ice cream man sells drugs. Like, what the fuck is this neighborhood?
Lowering the property sale of his house.
There was a drive by that movie. He did nothing wrong.
You know what? That is so true because both my brothers own homes now and they can't shut the fuck up about their lawns. We have a regular call weekly. And if I don't get there, like before both of them are on there, they're already talking about grass. And I'm like, all right, cool. They're talking about like fucking the whole thing, putting up. This is a show I would watch on YouTube because, oh, here's something that happened. So Andrew wants to put he's got like a couple of acres. I don't even know because it's Texas and whatever. So he's got to put a fence so that the deer doesn't get into blah, blah, blah. You know, all the shit, country shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you have a yard. So he's going to Home Depot and he buys like $1,200 worth of fence because he doesn't understand anything yet, you know? Mm. And he keeps, and Michael's like, you know, you could return everything. He's like, yeah, that's why I buy. I just buy, I overbuy it. I go return and I do the whole, like I live in, you know, the suburbs area. Mm-hmm. So the Home Depot people, he's doing this a lot. One of them goes, listen, you got to stop this. You're getting flagged. And he's like, I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it. They're tracking me, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and another guy at Home Depot, like, yeah. But he's legitimately returning. He's like, it's the wrong one. It's too much, blah, blah. The other guy at Home Depot was like, listen, I know they say measure once and, you know, measure twice, buy once. Please, in your case, measure 3 times before you come here.
And don't shop here anymore, please. Thank you.
You're going to end up having to get
out of him.
You're going to have to go to Lowe's, all right?
Because you got to watch. It's Andrew, you know, this is the first time he has land.
Yeah.
It's not like he's ever give a shit about fertilizer or he's like, everything is a new thing. And he started a composting fucking pile and
which is a whole other thing.
Shit. So Home Depot is seeing a lot of him and they're like,
they know him.
Yeah.
Wow. Andrew's back, guys. Let me guess. You got some fertilizers to return. Oh,
where are your lawnmowers? No. I want 5 lawnmowers. No, you don't.
when he's buying shit, they're like, you sure you're gonna need all these fence posts? You sure you don't want to put some back?
Yeah, he doesn't know.
He gonna walk up there one day. His picture's gonna be on the front of the door. Do not sell to this man. Yes, it's gonna be. Do not sell any yard equipment to this man.
Was my car declined? No. No, your face was declined.
We give you 3 days to take it back because we can't keep restocking shelves and then hiding things in the back. We just leave it open for a day or two.
They come in, they be like, we out of stock. You sure? We are out of stock.
Close the stock door. We're out of stock.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We're closed for a private party.
But it's Home Depot. They having it back there with the plants.
I just need some flower pots. We're out of flower pots too.
They're breaking the flower pots. We're all fucking
in the background.
What about pots. I see grass seed right there. That's not.
No, nope, they empty it right on the floor. No grass seed here. Nothing's here.
This won't do nobody any good. They'll be like floor mats. They're kicking the floor mats across the room. Nope, we don't have any floor mats.
Right.
Mm-mm. I do hear what y'all are saying though, because whenever y'all have like feminist guests, it is always like a countdown to like, are they gonna allow Keith to make his jokes, or is it gonna turn into like, oh, a fucking man's in the room, and
how dare you?
And Keith does give off that Gabe Malika bro energy.
He does, but when you think about who Sarah Tolomash is married to and who Katie is dating. That is not it. They're not in the woke crowd. They're not completely fucked up, you know, but Mike Vecchione, he will bro out with the broiest of bros, you know, and Joe List is in the camp of not exactly skanks, but they're not doing those shows.
But as listeners, we don't keep up or know all that shit. Mm-hmm. Right. So as listeners, we just hear like two feminists talking about their lady journey on their podcast. All right. Let's see how it goes.
So you think I should give more information? Like, don't worry, their dudes are okay. So anyways.
Yeah. Guys, they're fucking guys that are cool. So.
I'm not even saying that those guys are feminists. I'm saying that those guys.
No, they're not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm saying that, like, if they can tolerate those guys and their lack of feminism.
They can never go in on Key. I feel you. We on the same page, Amanda.
Yeah. Joe List did a movie with Louis C.K. I should be able to say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I thought it was more going to clash, like, on the slightly outside kooky, like, you seem open, but are, like, in a funny way, bait and switch. Like, oh, you thought I was going to get personal, but I'm just slamming in general, which is very, very funny, but doesn't always, you know.
We've seen that happen before on the show, too. Mm-hmm. You know, where somebody is like, oh, I was fucking this guy by a door in the middle of a party and my titties were hanging over the thing. And then Keith's like, oh, wow. So how big are those titties? He's like, what the fuck? What kind of man question? This thing, you're like, oh, this is not a party at all.
if I don't ask questions, next thing you know, you go to a show and you don't learn about bros at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to ask. I got to get in there.
Did your mom die or not, dude?
Yeah.
Like, we need to know.
She's totally fine.
Totally fine. Well, totally that's a bummer. Yeah. That must have pissed him off when the show was done and the mom's fine. It was going to be about moms. It wasn't going to be about bros. Now he's like, oh, fuck, she's fine. Okay, I'll keep the part where she's
sick. Didn't
even
call to check on her.
Yeah, we we have to rearrange this whole thing. You guys talked about the pressure to get married and how, like, particularly for women, you just have this pressure to kind of attach yourself to someone and how sometimes we put it on ourselves, sometimes unnecessarily, even when it's not there. Like, it's sometimes it could be no pressure there. And you're like, well, you know, should I do this? Should I not do this? And, you know, my thing is I tell people any reason is a good reason not to be married. Because once you become married, it changes a lot of dynamics of the relationship. Yeah, you're still the same people. But legally, it changes a lot of dynamics. It's almost like the government looks at you differently.
I tell Kyle, if we get married, then we're never able to get married.
Mm-hmm. Think about it.
Yeah.
Have your cake and eat it, too.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to always know we can get married every day?
You never catch the carrot or the stick, you know?
Right.
Also, once you're married, people start asking you the next questions, which is, when are you going to have kids? So if you want to avoid the when are you going to have kids, don't get married, people mm-hmm. always ask you, hey, when are you getting married?
Or fuck it up. Have some kids. Don't get married. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some people
blow their mind. Buy a house.
Some people do it out of order.
Yeah.
I just want to see them stutter their questions.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
When you gonna get and they just get confused and their head explodes. You have a kid, no house, fiance, when you get married, I don't know.
Yes, they don't know how to process that. And I think particularly women, we consider what you call that, getting to know each other questions, are marriage and kids. It's like a lot of women, they don't have any other warm-up questions for each other. So if they strike out number one and strike out number two, everybody blinking at each other trying to figure out what the fuck we need to talk about. I've just realized that over the years.
Yeah, I wonder if the experience is a little bit different, because in the South, I feel like somebody's coming to pick you up. You're dating.
Uh-huh. Right. You're courting. They call it courting.
Yeah. It looks like marriage. It looks like dating. Here, it's like, oh, we're dating because I met him at fucking Starbucks twice. You know what I mean? Like, it's so right. I don't know.
And you
that
had
that
to move in
much.
Together.
Yeah, what's because that? The cost of living
and
is so high.
And you have to move in together because
we buy Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Save money somewhere.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, it's like, nope. It's like, for y'all, ain't nobody going 30 minutes across town. We got to pick somewhere in the middle and call it a day. That's how y'all do. Y'all be like, fuck that. Ain't nobody got no cars. You'll be like, 45 minutes? I'm not doing that.
Exactly. So a lot of things become logistical items, like, oh, we live 10 blocks away. It's a nice bike ride. Or like, oh, both our leases are up. Now we have to start talking about moving in with each other. Where like there's a little more of that courtship, more old school, more romantic, more actually like, you know, giving parts to people. I pick you up. I take you out. I, you know, and you can come up with things outside of a 20-mile radius.
You can do a lot of things. Not to get off topic, but I remember when me and Roderick first got married. I'm older now, so by now they figure out if you're not gonna have no kids by now, we're not gonna bother you. But when I was younger, I just get really mad with people and really ugly with people, because you fail to realize you the 10,000th person to ask me about this today, about, you know, when we are gonna have kids. So, you know, and I'd be looking at them like, do you want me to have sex right here to prove that, you know, like, I don't understand this. It's like, it's more intimate than people realize the question is. Like I could be, like, if I turn around and told you, well, I don't have kids because I have thyroid, then you're looking stupid. So it's like, why ask a question like that when you really don't want to hear the answer unless it's I'm trying or I'm pregnant?
I think it's fibroids, not thyroids.
But, oh, fibroids. Okay. My bad. Thyroids is something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
I have considered saying, like, you know, and like you said, now I'm of an age, like, they're going to feel rude, right?
Yeah. Right.
I made my decisions and I don't have to live with them. The next question is, can you live with yourself? And it's like,
yes. Who's going to take care of you when you get old? Like, that's the next question.
Oh, you think, and then like these people act like they weren't rude to everybody, like their kids weren't rude to people. I have more friends that would help me out than the damage you've done with your family your kids stealing my car and die. Mm-hmm. Your whole family's dead to me.
And Keith, people ask that, and you know what? Children will determine if they're going to do that. You say who's going to take care of you, and a lot of children aren't going to take care of their parents.
Right.
So what's the difference between you and me?
Because they got the kind of parent that's like, so are you getting cum in or not?
I do remember back when we talked superficially, me and my dad, he asked, like, are you going to get married? I don't know if I was dating or what. And I said, yeah, maybe if I have kids. Because school, I don't want it to be weird for them. He's like, well, if you're having kids, I would assume you would. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're never going to communicate. I go, yeah, okay. Sorry for saying something so stupid. Goodbye.
Everything you said,
I'm tired.
Let's end this.
Let's go ahead and get this over with. Oh, you guys talked about Roderick's Jam documentaries. He loves a good documentary. Mm-hmm. And y'all talked about Am I a Stalker, which I think Roderick is watching.
I am a stalker.
Oh, I am a stalker. Am I a stalker? Yes, you are. I'm a stalker.
These shows, they don't even let you figure it out anymore. Like, I'm Pete. Sorry, I'm a stalker. Episode 2, she dies.
Yeah. The I am a stalker thing is so interesting because it's the kind of documentary that makes me be like, oh yeah, we definitely need jails. Mm-hmm. Like when things are in theory, it's kind of easy to be like, Mm-hmm. And like, why don't we just like invest in schools and like everyone can be happy? And do we really need the cops to be involved?
Yep.
And then it's like, these motherfuckers, you need some cops, dog. Mm-hmm. You're gonna need some jails. Yes. Matter of fact, law not good enough, to be honest. These motherfuckers get away with a lot before they go to jail.
Yeah, I don't want no restorative justice. I don't want any of that.
The interviews, the way they're doing it, is kind of like Keith's big thing of when they do a documentary and they're talking to the bad person, mm-hmm. and it's like, why are you in this?
Right.
And so it's literally, we're going to be talking to the bad person. I am a stalker. We're going to interview the people who are stalkers. But every fucking one, I'm like, why did you do the interview? You're not even really sorry. You kind of sound like you don't know what you did wrong. And you just know to say that you wouldn't do it again. But meanwhile, the documentary is showing what you did, dates and times, and they're talking to your victim.
But you know what? I did notice, Rod, like you were saying, you now know what to say. I noticed that the people, I'm a murderer. I didn't watch I'm a Stalker yet, but I'm a murderer. I was like, oh, you had enough time in jail to sound like, hey, this isn't the best idea, or yes, I murdered. But like, there's something about like, I have a little bit more of a doubt in my head that I know your jury didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I could have like no doubt, I know those words were not from you.
Yes. And like with the I am a stalker one, it's even more interesting than I am a murderer, because like some of the murderer ones, you can be genuinely sympathetic, right? Like me and my friends are hanging out, and all I did was drive the car, and I got, because of the way the law is, I got murdered because they got murdered. And blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I don't know, maybe that is true that you didn't know they were going to kill him. Or maybe even if you did know, you shouldn't be in jail as long as they are because you just drove the car. The stalker ones, you did all that shit, dog. Like this,
I have text like, messages.
Like, and like one of the dudes, the one I'm watching now, he just full on starts off with like, on some like, you know, bitches be tripping. You know, these women just making shit up.
Do they tell like, him? You know, they don't tell him the show's called I Am a Stalker. Right.
They clearly can't tell them that. They're just like, we're here with Netflix, you know? And then
the tentative title, I can't promise. Tentative title is The Other Side. And what we'd like you to do is you start your side.
And then as they get close to the end of the documentary, clearly when they start asking him questions that are probably more like, you know, so why, when you get out, what are you looking for parole? Or, you know, or do you have any remorse? You know, the questions that right. you know, they're going to get from the parole board. All of a sudden it changes from like, it was all this bitch's fault. You know, they be lying. I didn't do anything. It turns into like, I just wanted to talk to her because I wanted closure. And I think that now that I understand that you don't always get closure and that's okay.
Exactly.
And you're like, even in your bullshit explanation, you're still blaming her. But also, we can never let you out. You just need to be here forever.
Yep. Yeah, so all these
people. I'm sorry.
Are all these people somehow free, or are they being
interviewed
in jail?
No, they're all still in prison.
Okay.
And the best part is when they're like doing the optimistic, like, and when I get out, I'm going to do this, that, and other. And they cut to the victim, and the victim's like, my name's anonymous. Don't show my face. Blur my voice. You're like, yeah, because they don't think you learned your lesson and it's going to be okay.
Sure.
Yeah, some of them will be like all black. A lot of them wear disguises and shit.
One dude goes, you know, I just wanted to like talk to her or whatever. And, you know, I wasn't going to hurt her. I just blah, blah, blah. They cut to the text messages. He sends 50 in a day. And it's like, I burned all your shit, bitch. I'm going to kill you. It's like, dude, did you see the evidence in your trial?
Well, let me explain. Yeah.
Holy shit.
They can push sometimes.
We all looking at the same thing.
Right.
I don't know if I could watch this. I don't know. Because
I like to think it started with somebody whose girlfriend was stalked. It did get fucking out of control. And then he said, okay, I'm going to make a show and you're going to admit more. And then the lawyers can use this later. It became a hit. And now it's his, what's that dude's name, To Catch a Predator? It's his version of that. You know, hey, why don't you sit Chris down Hansen. Here and tell me about fucking this 14-year-old? Let's just talk. Well, I don't see how this would help me with police. It's just two men talking.
Just give me your opinion.
Yeah.
And they should just play this documentary at the parole board here.
Yes.
Like, before y'all get ready to release this, man, Exhibit A, can y'all hit play on that for me real quick? And I hope you guys have barf bags. You're going to throw up. Okay.
And then they're like, oh, can you fast forward it, sir? It's like, I kind of worked hard on the opening. Yeah. It's the town they live in, if you can take that in for a second.
Yeah, just don't skip the intro has my credits on it, so don't skip that. But let's go ahead and watch this guy tell us how he is not responsible for stock. One dude couldn't find the woman because she moved. He threatened her children. They moved. He went to her parents' house, and the way he describes it is like, you know, I wasn't going to hurt anybody. I just went to talk to him. I had some little plastic handcuffs that I bought, you know, from like kids' handcuffs. And, you know, I had like a toy stun gun, and I was just going to like, just talk to him. And so, you know, it got out of control. I don't know. I was like, her father freaked out. So I was fighting him. And then the mom came in, I said, just calm down. I don't want to hurt you. So I tased her with the taser.
Just relax.
And I'm like, you can't be out. Listen to how you're describing this. A toy stun gun. There's no such thing as a toy stun gun. That doesn't make fucking sense, dude.
The stun gun was not. I was like, what's a toy stun gun? I don't know.
Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, I think it's a trick just to keep him in longer. I like this idea.
Yeah. Great show.
People was the poll.
The poll was based on a letter, based on something else we brought up about people with side shit bags. They shit out their side and they have a bag there. Barbie said it's fantastic. Best thing that ever happened to her was be a person that shits on her side. Now, I assume she means with Crohn's disease, it's more comfortable and she's not in pain now. But the way she said it, it was really a blessing from heaven. Barbie shits out of her side. Your choices were, yay, that's fantastic. That's what I voted. I got to believe people when they talk. Or I'm sorry to hear. Well, I'm not sorry. It's great news for everybody. 50-50. 50-50.
Oh, pretty close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact.
It kind of reminds me of this one episode of Rick and Morty where Rick had invented something that could take the poop from in your body and just transport it out.
Oh, that'd be great. Where's it go, though?
That's
your body?
That's amazing.
I bet David Blaine can do that.
Where does it go?
And yeah, that's where who cares? Another dimension that you're not in that doesn't have your poop in it. But, yeah, it was amazing.
They do always pass by that ass dimension that you just like.
Yeah, yes. Maybe that's where it's at. It's in the ass dimension.
This person, Rouge Crayon, says, I got my ostomy because my entire large colon and part of my small intestine was completely removed. My surgery happened right around the same time as Hemda's tumor removal, and her attitude helped me so much, the doctors thought I was in denial.
Wow.
Like, no, you're shitting out your side. But we'll get through it. Like, yeah, but I mean, you're shitting out your side. Yeah, and we'll do what we have to do to get through it. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it's kind of fucking disgusting. I thought I'd be able to take a break real quick until you calm down on morphine.
Doctor, 1 minute at a time.
Right.
Yep, that's my motto. 1 minute at a time.
You could see her whole letter on Reddit, but she wrote, my entire disease is too much information, but I don't mind sharing. Apparently, 1 out of 10 people need an ostomy at some point in their life.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot
of people.
Whoa. Whoa. Now, it's usually when you're older, she says, but she was 29. I remember you guys talked to more than one guest about their prolapsed anus. This a lot of times is related. That happened to my stoma once, which is what it's called when the small intestine, which is what they call the piece of intestine sewed to you. I was cleaning it, and it just started falling out one day. The reason this is a fun story is when I went to the hospital panicking, their solution was to dump sugar on it and wait, and it worked. So like the original problem and this problem, who the fuck are these doctors to come up with this stuff?
That's not true. That's sugar.
Someone else.
Is it a slug?
And then Barbie wrote and said, I wish I knew that. Yeah. No, but sugar, you know, sugar.
This is actually like the good doctors.
Yeah.
Right.
Like Keith, when there's like your side hurts, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to be like, my asshole's falling out. They're like, I'll be right back with the sugar.
We got a good remedy for that.
We're going to get you right out of here, buddy. Happens all the time. Like, what?
Happens all the time.
Is this what real doctoring is? It's like, we don't even got to Google it, man. Just a little bit of 2 tablespoons of sugar.
And you know, it's like a bag of sugar cut open, folded with a clothespin. Hold on.
Yes, because they have to use it so often. Yeah. It was like, we don't even put it up.
Is that safe? Like, well, we don't put the sugar back, silly goose. We dump it on people and that's it.
A doctor comes in, has got nurses like, scalpel, sugar.
And drops it in his hand and it's spilling out the size.
Just a pinch. He sprinkles it on like that dude, Salt Bae.
Right.
There you go.
Hand in the air, elbow sparkle. Down. Yeah. Barbie wrote also, maintaining a clean bag is a bit more work, but as time goes on, it's easier. You remove the bag that's held by a mushy sticker, then cleaning it with warm water in a rag takes about 15 minutes or less. You do it about 2 times a week. For me, the life changed after my stoma. I went from being in constant pain my entire life to what normal people must feel. I cried for weeks, waiting for the pain to return, wondering how people could exist without constant pain. It made life weirdly easy. I do kind of wonder that. My biggest struggle was feeling like a giant shitbag, paranoid about what people saw and if they could smell it. No, they can't. Then she wrote also the weight gain, but that's the end of that paragraph. So is a what? Why is it weight gain?
Gain weight from the having the bag?
Know, I heard that you know, she said you have to clean the bag twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to wipe ever? Okay.
Right.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad. You're right.
I don't enjoy the wiping.
Honestly, if they could make it in like a K-cup type situation, you know, where it's just like a pop-off situation or something, I think a lot of people would opt for the ostomy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Instead of cleaning the bag, you just take a new one? Like a nice reusable?
If you could just like pop it on, pop it off.
Yeah, throw it in the diaper genie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I've not had a solid poop in 17 years, and I never will again. Liquid to peanut butter texture is my new normal, but they both say it's easy to clean that way. It's actually, when it's more solid, it's hard to clean. So there you go. Did I answer what the poll was? Yeah, 50-50. We're happy for it. We're sad for that one specifically. Yeah, well, what a life, and good. Everybody seems to be in good spirits.
I never thought I'd want to know about side shitting, and here we are.
Here we are.
You learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Side bitches, side shitting, you know.
Yes.
This
show has it all. Yes. It's almost 4,000 episodes. We're going to talk about everything.
We'll get to it.
We eventually will cover those topics on this show, so good. KATG, episode 3598, Parts Unknown. With Carrie Graverson.
Carrie Graverson, we're going to count
that
it.
One more time?
Graverson?
Okay. Yep. Okay. Second time.
Did I miss a letter?
I think it said Graver the first time.
Oh, Graverson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the second time you got it, it's 2 out of 4.
Carrie Graverson is one of my... Carrie Graverson is...
an asshole, right?
One of the most awesome people that you will ever know.
What the fuck? So you telling me I had 4 guests this week? Yeah. Not just 3, 4. 0 for 4 on assholes.
Yeah,
looks like, yeah. I mean, we had talks of asshole activity, like leakage and side.
Even couches. 2 listeners didn't have assholes. There were no assholes around this whole week.
Mm. Even Bananas wasn't an asshole on YouTube this week.
Yeah, we shut it down fast. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got some bad luck. Really spinning out here, guys.
And Bianca gets the assholes.
Seems like it.
Like next week is gonna be nothing but assholes all week. Damn, like Bianca, can you believe it?
They probably already did a Monday show and the person was an asshole, and we just won't find out till next Monday.
I don't want to blow your mind.
Oh fuck!
Something's gonna happen. What was hilarious was that they messed up the intro, which was funny. It was just hilarious. I was like, what's happening? Was this, did this mean to go like this?
It's great energy. It was how you knew the show was going to be really good.
Ready to jump in.
Everybody was already fucking up. Carrie was fucking up. Him to try to take over. Carrie fucked that up. It was so good.
It's like, let's start over.
It couldn't have been better if it was a scripted bit.
Right. We were talking about Movember. You ever do that silliness? Rod has a full mustache and beard, so no, right? No.
Yeah. I feel like white boy shit.
Movember, never heard of that. Now, I've heard of No Nut November, but I've never heard of Movember.
Right.
I've heard of it. It sounds like white guy stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have an interest in face any other time of the year. Let's go ahead and do something. I have no consequences. I don't worry about how I look. I won't lose a job or anything
like that.
Oh, I got a weird mustache. It's crazy.
I haven't come all month, boss.
I
grew my beard out and I just felt like my boss was like, is he a Muslim now? Should we allow him in here?
Is he giving up on life? Like, a lot of times that's what they think when men grow out beard. They think you just don't give a fuck and you're just like, you know what? I'm just giving up on life.
Nah, black beard different. Black beard not about giving up on life. It's always just like this motherfucker like militant now or something? Like, what is he signaling? You know,
what is he trying to look around at?
Like black people who are Republican. None of them have facial hair.
No, they don't.
Like everyone, like you have to cut off your facial hair to be like safe. You know, yeah. Like even cool people, even like President Obama couldn't grow a beard till he got out of president. Like
that's true.
White people would have been like, is he turning evil? Has he been replaced? He is a Muslim. It's like, all right, calm down. It's just cut off now. You know.
They don't know how to respond to it. We also found out that Keith, you finished your chair. Congratulations.
Thank you. Easy breezy. Easy breezy.
Huge.
And it's still working too. Congratulations.
The other chair is gone now?
The other chair is gone now.
There you go.
How did you get it out? Do they have a wheeler chair? Do somebody come pick it up? Do you 1-800 chair and they drag it away?
I take an axe and I break it down. Can you imagine I'm going to reverse engineer this bitch? I roll it right outside the street. Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody needs a chair.
Yeah. and a bad back now, yeah. And a full muscle. Was the chair really what pulled your muscle, you think?
No, I don't. No, because I didn't do the chair until after, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm glad you finished it, because it sounded like it was an ordeal. Listening to you and him to talk about this chair, it sounded like this was a year in the making.
Yes.
To get to where it got done.
Yes.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you. And then Carrie, out of all the guests we happen to have on, it's her that knows everything's easy. Why do people have trouble finding the bathroom in a restaurant? So it's always in the back right. I'm like, what? It's not. Why do people have trouble finding where they have to go in an airport? Because you make a left and there's nothing there sometimes. Why are we acting like this is okay? That's how
I'd
she
love the confidence show. Of a Carrie Gravenson.
Yes.
That's what I want in my life.
I'm actually put that to the test. Is it in the back right?
I just like the confidence of everywhere I go. I know it all. I got this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, meanwhile, you know she has anxiety. You fucking know it.
For
you know
sure.
She is an organizer. So I feel like she pays attention to certain things. That
there's no rule where the bathroom's in the back right.
I didn't hear that, but okay. I'm gonna give that a go.
That was the last show. That was the show before this one that she was on. I'm like, I'm trying to find the bathroom. It's like, you know where it always is. I'm like, sometimes it's inside a bookshelf, these clever motherfuckers.
She can put a chair together in her sleep.
Yeah, in her sleep. Yeah, yeah.
She's got it. It's easy.
Yeah.
I paid to get every chair I've ever gotten put together since I could afford to get them paid for.
Yeah.
Because fuck that noise.
Yep. I am not putting shit together. It's pieces of furniture where the IKEA thing is backwards. And I was like, I'm not retaking this bitch apart. It's just going to be backwards.
Just give me the motherfucking Legos then. I'll put the Legos together. You put together the chairs.
Horrible instructions. A goes to D, goes to B, C, part 1A, and then it don't fit right. Fuck y'all.
Oh, this part's in French.
Right. Where's the English? We don't do that.
The part I'm having trouble with isn't in the video. They cut it because they had troubles too.
Yeah, yo. We had a thing my friend bought for me that was like a elliptical machine or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he was like, y'all getting a Peloton, you selling the elliptical? I was like, yeah, you can have the fucking elliptical, you my man. And he was like, yeah, I'll just go on YouTube and they'll show me how to. Yeah, yeah. I was sitting there watching YouTube, skip right past like the hardest part. Damn. That was like, these wires are connected in this thing, and if you don't fucking connect it right, it ain't gonna work when you put it back together. And they're just like, yeah, so all right, that's disconnect. I'm like, that's pretty fucking important.
Right.
Yeah, assholes.
That's really important. If you're gonna do a step by step, do a true step by step, because when you have people following you, they want to be sure that they're doing it correctly. And with you, yada, yada, yada. And that the yada, yada is really important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's happening here? Also in this episode, Kanye West, I don't think he's sticking to his 30 days of silence. You know, I
it's
think
a safe bet. We'll see.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah. That's just because he in a hot seat right now and, you know, people losing money. He can't. Just
What if this is how his handlers trick him into like, like they just how they get them to like stop being canceled for 30 days. It's like, oh, I bet you can't be quiet for it. I bet the silent game. I bet you can't win that. It's the 30-day silent game where we do no interviews or anything. It's just like that.
I know. Tupac couldn't even do it, but let's see if you can.
Only the greatest of all time would even be able to do that. But you know, who am I to say?
You get to he's like challenging the 30 days.
You get to what?
You get to slap someone at the end of the 30 days.
Is it a Jew? Yeah, sure. You know, they're like, forget the whole thing. All right.
You guys talked about Kyrie. Kyrie is a full-fledged Hotep, because he was speaking Hotep language in his apology.
I'm surprised he's not running for Senate. This anti-Jew flat earther motherfucker. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's not a smart man at all.
And you were so right. Mm-hmm. It's the flat earth thing is not a coincidence. Mm-mm. That motherfuckers be flat earth and then you look up like a year later, like, and also I hate the Jews. You're like, why didn't we stop them at flat earth?
Herschel
Walker.
Why didn't
we all go, get the fuck off that website? Get out of here. Yeah. You know?
Herschel Walker is saying, if we came from apes, why are there apes? Surprise, surprise, I don't trust Jews. There's something there where that goes together.
Yeah. God. It's like all the conspiracy theories are on the same website, and then you make like one click, and now you're like hating Jews. You know what I'm like?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, you know what? Maybe we didn't land on the moon. And oh, I hate the Jews. Oh, right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, and they don't back out. They just go further and further down that rabbit hole.
Right.
Mm. I don't get it, and it doesn't make sense.
I think because we've been in a pandemic, everyone's been online more than they're supposed to be.
No, agreed. Because,
and I think a lot of these celebrities who weren't necessarily the smartest in the first fucking place, they used to just be celebrities though. So they were out. Busy. They were fucking, they were doing shows, they were doing a bunch of coke or whatever. And now it's like you're sitting here on the same computer that we're on and getting fascinated by these fucking conspiracy theories. And the only reason they say them out loud is because they're so siloed, right?
Yeah.
Like people in those lanes don't typically have other information come in. It's like, no, we don't believe that part. That's going too far. So then one day you're talking to the rest of us who aren't on whatever these websites are, or these circles. And you're just like, yeah, because right, Jews. And you're like, where did that come from?
Right.
Where have you been? What have you been doing?
You're right. And I'm looking at them like the people who say never forget. That is not the group of people that you want to actually go at, because their whole motto is like, we ain't going to forget it.
We're not doing two Holocausts, dog. No, that's it.
They'll never forget and never again. That Peace. Is the motto. And I don't blame them.
Sure.
There's like, we're not here for no foolishness. This is how it starts. They know.
We're finally at the number of Jews that were killed in World War II. Who the fuck you think they're taking over?
Right.
Idiots.
Right.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
I actually don't understand the hate of the Jew thing, because once I learned that Jesus was a Jew and that Bible is part of the Bible series that Christians use.
We just say that. We don't really mean it.
Yeah, I don't even understand where you're finding hate.
I mean, Jesus was a Jew, but like he was a cool Jew.
But isn't the New Testament?
Well, the Jews said to kill Jesus. That was a rough one.
Mm-hmm.
But,
even though he's Jewish.
But you still don't Christians use the Old Testament as something?
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that the Jew Bible? They still consider it a Bible.
We
right?
don't call it Jew Bible place.
They would never give credit where it was given.
Yeah. I mean, what
I just don't understand. I don't understand.
I don't get it. I think people just need like a group to hate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and you don't see Jews for the most part, or you think you don't.
Well, a lot of
people,
they don't.
You hate them. And they must be taken over because you don't see them.
Mm. This is like Kyrie Irving was saying stuff in press conferences later, like, I don't hate anybody. I'm not promoting hate. Okay. I believe in all religions, which is such a cop out. Like, what does that fucking mean, dude?
I love it all.
Do that.
He's like, I'm an optist. I believe in all religions. Like, what the fuck do that mean, dude?
How even Scientology doesn't let you do that. And they let you do anything for your money.
Some of the religions are direct opposite of each other. So, like, you can't even be, I'm cool with both sides, actually. Right. Like, get the fuck out of here. So he says all that, but then they show like a list of what's in the documentary. It's like, Jews worship Satan. They secretly control all the industries. They replace black people as the real Jews. Like, I don't think you can not promote hate and believe that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All that came from the Catholics. I mean, you're Rome saying Jews are the devil, drawing horns on them and all this shit. So if you're able to go far enough back and find shit, there's shit to find.
Yeah, if you did.
Shout out to the Catholics. Holding it down since.
Like, always.
The AC.
Since you know OOOs. I
mean? Keep on the poll.
The original odds.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The poll was, who's more right in regards to putting the chair together? What was another good example?
The turkey.
The turkey, making the turkey, right. I said, Keith is, that's your choices are. Keith is right. People like to keep real secrets for themselves. Yeah, now everybody tell me, yeah, you could put the chair flat. Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Or Henda's right. Keith isn't good at receiving directions. I thought it'd be worse, to be honest. 62.5% Henda is right. I'm good with that.
Okay.
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 Because people are still lying to me.
This is giving a lot of James Corden energy right now, but...
How dare you?
I didn't do anything wrong, but I apologize.
I don't apologize. I'm not apologizing. I'm calling you liars. I'm the opposite of apologizing. I'm the dude in the stalker show. I'm making it even worse now, and I hope that's heard. Liars.
Maybe just all the Keith McNally's of the world are assholes.
Keith won't even listen when I tell. This woman got mad at me because I wouldn't even listen when she said, "Get your ribs adjusted and you'll be fine."
You got only 7 on Reddit, Keith.
Seven votes.
Yep.
As compared to what?
27. That's weird.
What? Okay, so again, like that's where the we told you people that know how to party and are chronic liars. They go on Reddit. Forums. This is true. Forums is more peaceful, but they don't go out and get so nuts as much.
Is this the same place where the flat Earth conspiracy theory was spawned? Where's this theory that the Reddit people are the ones that are?
Well, I read it from my new book, Jews. What? Everything you wanted to know about Jews, but didn't really want to know. And in that, it has some extra bonus shit.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Some extra behind it.
Yeah.
As an aside, I really love that when Keith read the title of the book, which was like From Blacks to Hebrews or Hebrews to Blacks or something, he was like, oh, yeah, that could be like a good book. I was like, right. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, sweet baby. No. Oh, Lord. Bless her heart. Yeah.
From Hebrews to Negroes, right?
That's what they try to sell you along with like, some black soap.
I'm like, oh, she's soap. About to find out that this is not this whole world of black whatever this is not good.
It's not like the Israelites love me when I pass by. They fucking hate my guts. So
if you told Kyrie, for example, like, oh, so you're Jewish, he'd be like, no.
Dog, that's all I'm saying. Yeah. I made my first and only TikTok. I was like, I want to see a Kyrie fuck up a dreidel.
Yeah.
Like, if you Jewish, be Jewish, dog. If not, shut the fuck up.
Amen.
Show me some gefilte fish.
Right.
Or leave the Jewish people alone.
Yeah. Right. Order a schmear in a restaurant of any kind. Dare you?
Exactly.
You wouldn't know what to do.
Grow the fucking sideburns with the little curly joints, man.
It'll come out natural.
You ain't doing that. Yeah. You still just being regular black. Stop. Yeah. Leave the Jewish people alone. They ain't doing anything to you.
And they're not bothering nobody.
You got to fuck the Jews now. They have to wear baseball caps over their yarmulkes so that if you do find one, you don't have to beat them the fuck up. What a piece of dog shit. What a peak. Kyrie Irving, the Herschel Walker, this fucking Georgia. Can I get political? Yeah. Are you guys fucking idiots?
Right.
Also, I don't like that you're making me defend religion in a fucking weird way.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. The whole Jewish religion is awful. The whole Catholic religion is awful. All of the religions are terrible, but let people wear funny hats if they want, you know?
Right.
But, like, let's focus on the other shit. Yes, there's abuse among the religion. Let's look at that. Not just fuck you Jews.
Yeah.
Let's focus on
that. Yeah, that is funny when there is something to be critical about.
Yes,
but
there's
the
plenty.
Person picks the most crazy shit, so you're just like, oh, no, we can't start with you. We don't need you on our side. We're good. You're like, oh, you know what? Maybe the Israel-Palestine conflict is kind of complicated. And then he shows up like, and Jews replace black people and they worship Satan. You're like, no, Kyrie, that's not what we were talking about.
Right. There's a Hasidic situation. You know, this is in part of Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I'm sorry. That's a cult. There's like a lot of bullshit happening in such a oppressed, repressed group of human beings. We could talk about that, but not just they're the devils. They're hurting their own children. This is not, no one wants you in their house. No,
I remember
worries.
There were some Hasidic like Jew like synagogue meetings during the lockdown that was like in defiance, like, we're not wearing masks. This bitch is full to the brim. And I was like, maybe that's when Kyrie became Jewish, because Kyrie refused to get vaccinated or wear a mask. So maybe he was like, you know, now I think about it, I feel Jewish. They doing it, you know, and that's how we got here.
It's almost like, remember in high school, a nerd would pick on another nerd? Like,
yes.
Like you'd find a weaker one. You're obviously getting bullied, but you find a weaker one, you bully them. That's what this is. White people are scared of black people and Jewish people taking over because we don't see them too much. So what the fuck could they be up to? How many black people are there? The 14 million, 13 million.
Yeah.
So then they start going, all right, how about these Jews where there's only 6 million? So when you have Kyle, Kyrie, Herschel, Kanye, you have all these fucking assholes out there that are like, hey, how about we actually join together if that's possible? But no, instead, I'm going to think that there is something to you being the Illuminati.
I mean, and I know there are fucked up women, but you know what? A lot of these vocal people are men. Mm. How many women do you see come out spewing and being very vocal about this?
I just wish that I just miss when this was inside of the black race. Like, when these were the people we just laughed at and walked past, you know, like they didn't have NBA contracts. They weren't the biggest rap star in the world. They were just like that guy that kind of dresses like an anime character and he sells you incense and soap and
butter
and tries to sell you the 48 laws of power for the 18th fucking time and you decline it. And then you maybe if you have a lot of free time, you stand there for 5 minutes, watch them make some white lady cry. And then you go about your fucking day because that guy's never supposed to be in charge of anything beyond TV. They're like Hare Krishnas or something. Like, oh, we see them at the airport and it's just like, oh, I'm home. You know, I went to a HBCU. Mm-hmm. These were the guys that were like, oh, you want to buy some incense? And you're like, sure, I'll buy some incense. Let me tell you about these Yacubian devils.
I just want your incense.
I would just like 2 incenses, please. That is it.
Yes. All I came here is for black soap. Can you please give me a bar of black soap?
Now, one of these motherfuckers got the best dribbling in the world and I gotta listen to shit every day. Like, dude, just don't bring it up. You're not supposed to. This is supposed to be a lonely journey for you where you don't have anyone else in your life that co-signs this bullshit, and so you never say it out loud. You're like, I believe that, but I'm not stupid enough to say it. Now they're just fucking saying it.
Is freedom of speech the worst thing this country
ever
had?
It's really the worst. It honestly is the worst. Yeah. We should take it back.
Shout out to Hare Krishnas, though. They seem to be the only ones who do have the gentle, inclusive.
They get it.
Yeah, I think they are the ones that, if you need help, they might actually have help.
Although, technically, never met like a famous Hare Krishna. Who knows? One of these motherfuckers in the NBA come out and be like, and we also hate the Jews. You're like, what? Y'all just supposed to be the cool people at the airport.
Right.
The fuck are y'all doing?
Because you learned to throw a football? Yeah, I can talk now. Shit.
Yeah, shit. Not you.
What is going on with my life? Everything's coming to an end. Q&A.
Yes.
Episode 105. Ugh.
Ugh. You had it right. You had it right both times.
Shit, I didn't listen to the parts that I wasn't in yet. So clue me in. How fucked up?
Oh, it got crazy.
Oh, we got to do whatever we wanted. Just me and Newsy.
The stuff they said about the Jews, you're going to want to go back and listen.
You would not have liked it at all. You would not have liked it. This week we found out that Newsy was below their average.
It was only 2 guys this week or something, right?
Below the average.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, below the average.
Everybody has off days.
Yeah, everybody has off weeks. They were busy, a wife, a girlfriend, and Newsy. I was like, they actually need to know Nut November. What is happening here? Give it up. You have too much excitement in your life. That's a lot of people. I think it is. Oh, and also, shout out to Newsy for having a sex go-pack kit. He's already ready. He was talking about when he get pulled over, he got his cock ring ready. He has everything. And I was thinking to myself, well, you don't have a trench coat. That's that right there would be the whole package. So you just walk in and just fling it open.
You got to trench it up.
Yeah. That, you know, that's just me, you know.
It's getting a little cold, so maybe it's too late in the year, but
yeah.
You probably got another 2-3 weeks you can go with a trench coat.
Yeah. And so, yeah, with the shout out to Newsy for
he's feeding everywhere. He's like on probation. And when they pull him over, he's going to have lube in his pocket and a cock ring on. Like, he's just asking to be on the news.
Right.
You think he's driving? Where am I going to take it? Like, I'm flying down the road.
I imagine it to be sexier than that, whatever the music is. But I just imagine
when it's D'Angelo and he's feeling up his own nipples.
Yeah. How does it feel?
Yeah. You want some of my brown sugar?
I just imagine when the cops pull them over, they go ahead and just go like, yeah, we're sending this to the Drudge Report. Right? Yeah. We're sending this to TMZ or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to fame.
Yeah, we're going to see New Zealand video. It's like, they caught him.
Yeah.
They go, doo doo, fucking doo.
Yeah. They just pull out the camera phone or whatever. Like, oh, no, turn the body cams on for this one. Yeah. No? This ain't going to be no abuse this time. Yeah. We just going to be on TV.
We're going to need this. And then, yeah, they're going to have that TMZ. Doo, 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 doo.
Sir, is this a cock ring?
They throw a body cam in the car like it's a grenade. Like, hold on to that, chief. All right, everybody, grab a side.
Guys, I got lube and condoms. Got to call this in.
I got a good one, y'all. We're going to record this so we can watch the tape later.
I love his new guessing the title game.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. It's really up in the yummies. And it gives everybody like a chance for redemption if they miss the guess or whatever. So
you get the title ever? Do you guys ever get it?
Not really.
I'm bad at
He's
it.
Good at it, but I'm less playing along and more wondering, will Keith or him to score? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I get you. Yeah,
Wait,
I don't
think score because I think I'm winning.
I kind of when you left for this show of games.
Yeah, when I left, you can
you went
finally,
on the street.
Yeah,
it
sure.
was crazy,
easy yeah. breezy.
You're welcome. Also, when I left that night, you know, that was the night we went to see Gabe's show. So not only do you get the yummies, he also won poker. And I treat him, I'm like, okay, we're not going to be there, so you're allowed to win.
Wow. Wow. How
they gave you permission.
The audacity.
Keith took it in stride. He was like, gotcha.
Any chance.
I think the sniffy Any segment chance. Should be called Sniffing with Newsy, by the way.
You know what? I like that.
Okay.
It's going, it happens every week.
Chew on this.
There's a lot of levels of that one.
I hear that every week, and I'm like, okay, ever since he introduced that in my life, because at first I was like, what is this? I was like, it sounds
illegal.
Interesting, but I'm like, I am never going.
Sniffies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I mean, there would be no reason for you to be on there.
Baby.
I was like, no. Because it sounds like once you do that, everybody will pop up on Facebook, Twitter. They'll be like, I'm in your area. And I'll be like, no.
But I just wanted to sniff once.
I think it's only for dudes looking for dudes. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, I think what you're saying is you want to sniff, not sniffies.
You just want a little sniff.
Want a whiff.
You don't have to multiple everything.
Yeah, yeah. No. Now, if you want a site like waft.org, that's a little tamer.
That's more my speed.
Okay.
But sniffies, you're
just a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
Me. And the last thing is last week on Keith and the Girl with Bianca holding it down.
Yep.
We love you, Bianca, and I'm glad that Bianca in her hair is realizing that she has feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she can actually look at somebody and be like, you know, I might be turned. Oh, shout out to y'all. I might be turned on.
Well, this is ruining the whole theory that she's an asexual, though.
Mm. Yeah, it's ruined it, you know.
She's flirting with people.
Yeah, you getting
I don't
out
know about
the
that.
Streets. You trying to get Newsy a run for their money.
I don't know about that.
Being all fancy.
I mean, I thought the whole I'm sucking dicks was rhetorical and sarcastic, but I don't know anymore.
Asexuals don't have to be aromantic. Mm. So
is that what? So what are the rules of asexual? They just don't be having sex.
They're not. Yeah, they're not sexually inclined. But you could still be like mushy and flirty.
So if you're not good at getting a girl off, be asexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if stuff is not like you never interpret it to flow in that direction. It's always
keep going it through a dry spell. I say you. Go ahead and cop some of this asexual, guys.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get that label.
You already did it to No Nut November. What's the difference?
Yeah. Fucking liar. You're doing No Nut November. Just go ahead and grow out a mustache and be asexual for a month.
And see where it leads you. You might like it.
Then next June, you get to celebrate Pride with everybody else.
Right.
Right in the front.
That's right.
Yes. Have a great time.
That would be funny if you were at Pride and somebody was like, what are you in for? You know, like it's jail or something. Like, asexuality. I didn't have sex all November. Get the fuck out.
So I think I deserve. Anyway, we don't think you belong here. It wouldn't matter. Come on through, join a crew, have a good time. Do it for the gang. Do it for all of us. I actually really do appreciate Bianca, and I love Bianca because Bianca always shouts us out. So I love shouting her out and letting her know about us. And Bianca, we actually moved at a pretty decent pace this time. We went briskly.
Mm-hmm.
We was a fast paced walk where your breathing increases.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not as quick as you because I understand you want to get in and get out. You know, I haven't got to that point yet. So I thank you for listening to the end, Bianca. So know that we love you.
We went on a hike and some of it was a little more steep than we expected.
Mm-hmm.
A little winded. We felt it. And then we started coming down the mountain.
There you go.
Yes. Mm. And we finally wrapped to the end. We are at the end of this trail. And so I want to thank Keith and Hemda for joining us. And thank you for Rob for being 100% Mohair.
Mm-hmm.
And unless anybody got anything else to add, this is the end of the show. Okay. Going once, going twice. Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Oh, captain, my captain.
You did great as a captain.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'll never get over the way you pronounce names. So I hope that doesn't come off insulting because please, I never ever want to stop. And our Kickstarter is going to go up on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So if you can just give me a look or a face, what do you think?
Oh, no, it's just always nerve wracking. Yeah. You know? Oh. Yeah, it's going up. And because this time, and it was Keith's idea. You're not going to believe it. It was Keith's idea to go, let's have it so that if we reach a certain goal, we add more episodes to the week and go back to the 5 day a week thing.
Whoa.
And I'm like, you know, we're going to have to record more. And he's like, oh, yeah. And you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it. I'm like, what the hell is happening?
What?
So, yeah. So part of it is that. And,
oh, you know, my God.
Game show and all this kind of stuff. We did a little something cute with the video, of course. It's going to be under keithandthegirl.com/kick. But since we are in announcements, actually have an important one. Next week, Silent Trailers is not on Saturday.
What?
Not on Saturday.
What fucking show is this? What is happening?
Right.
No shit. Breaking news.
Thank you. 100% more Sunday. Okay.
Wow. Okay. I guess because the Steelers.
Tradition.
Because the Steelers suck. Okay. I see. I see what you're doing.
I want excuses not to watch. I don't want to choose.
There's
not
no
to
reason
watch.
To be paying attention to this bullshit.
Yeah, it's going to be at a different day and different time. 6 p.m. Eastern is the start. And so, you know, those who are coming backstage are coming at
and
5:15.
What Sunday?
The 20th.
Okay.
Sunday the 20th.
11:20. So if you think about it, it's 4:20 in someone's calendar. But for you, no, not November 20. It's very easy to remember because 11 is 1 and 1, and you add that, you make 2. You add a 0 because, you know, like.
Okay, so on November 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern time, we're going to do Silent Trailers.
There you go. Okay, yeah, good. That's. I think you got there.
Yeah.
And so far, we got Mike Kaplan and Christian Finnegan on the lineup. So.
Oh, shit.
No, either way,
and
Mike
no
will be
Morrow,
there.
No Morrow, so Keith might win, y'all. Morrow. Like, come out and support him. He's down bad, guys.
Yeah, that was rough.
He went to the hospital afterwards. It can't get worse than last time.
Nobody pretends to remember that part.
No one bring your crown, and he should be fine.
No, I came off the bench. I was like,
yeah, you know? This is the first time Karen's gotten to gloat since we call it the event.
Sex?
Since the destruction. Keith Mallory.
She had him go to the hospital.
Yeah. I mean, we've never seen him down so bad he couldn't come to the post game conference.
I was like, he can't make it at all. Oh.
Keith and Kyrie both not available for the media after the game.
Well, different reasons. Oh,
different reasons, yeah. I mean, Keith probably would have said some cool stuff. I don't know.
I love him. I love them.
Yeah.
but just know you were missed. We did miss you in there.
Well, congrats.
And I had a great time because y'all forgot this first time I got to talk. We've been chatting and stuff. The first time I got to talk to them about it, and I want to tell him to thank you for actually asking me to be on it, because she's been asking for a long time, and I've been like, I'm not gonna get up there and just get everything wrong.
I know you're not. That's the thing.
And I was shocked I got something right.
It was a fun time for everybody but Keith, and we're okay with that. He doesn't have to have fun all the time. He gets to have fun a lot, believe it or not. As curmudgeon-y as he is, as much as he doesn't go out, as much as he gets lost, all of that is fun. You hear him say things like, here's something fun, and then it's followed up by, who the fuck would think that was fun? That's him. He's having fun. Don't worry about it. Hospital, not hospital, it's fun. Thank you for having fun with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for having fun with us. And Keith, we thank you for showing us your version of fun. Oh, and before we go, Wakanda Forever.
Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, Black Panther 2.
Wakanda
coming
Forever.
Out this week.
Yes, I am so excited.
Keith,
about
feel
it.
Free to stay home. You don't need to see it. It's all good. We don't need to hear your opinions on it either.
Oh,
I think this is one you can sit out. So imagine this episode 12 of She-Hulk and just...
Oh yeah! If you're comparing the two, then go give me a fucking
break. Yeah, no, I'm saying
break.
Just skip it. Just imagine that like She-Hulk had 37 episodes, and this is the 37th one. There's no need to go back.
I'm not only gonna see it on Thursday. I'm gonna do a special Moro spoiler episode.
You son of a bitch! Don't you do it?
And I'm only gonna put it manually in your feed, your family's feed.
He must want us to fight him.
Don't you do that.
It's a chip now.
And we go see it. We're going to see it Thursday, one of the first show at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, whatever in the afternoon.
Just hate it silently. You know, I kind of like how you hated She-Hulk and you just went, yeah, shit, right?
Yeah.
Can you just do that with this one and just don't?
You know what the
detail?
Problem is, though? It's coming out on Thursday, kind of Friday, right? Friday is Veterans Day. So,
right.
You can't shut Keith up that day.
I get a special discount that day.
Oh, shit.
Well, I just think we should honor the veterans with silence.
Yes. A moment or two or 2 hours.
Just a day or two of silence.
A day or two. let me enjoy it. I'm excited. I got a t-shirt on the way. I got some earrings that I'm going to wear. I got a head wrap. We got a picture up here of when we went to the first Wakanda Forever. Playing the Black Panther. I know I said that incorrectly. But for the first Black Panther, I got a picture of us, and there's some random dude in the background going, what the fuck, and why they're taking this picture floating behind us? But I didn't care. I was going to take that picture. And so I'm excited about it. So I just had to get that out. So shout out to everybody for that. And happy Veterans Day for those of you out there. Oh, was that the wrong one?
You can say happy Veterans Day.
Okay, because I know
we
one
say
of them
we
is
keep
past,
we keep Veterans
living.
Day. We keep Veterans Day. Okay. It's not a joyous occasion. We're just happy for everything I did. What would happen? Thank you. What would happen if during the hour and a half funeral scene in Wakanda, I go, "We get it."
Hopefully, you get beat up.
I'm about to say hopefully you're in the right theater, because you're in the wrong theater.
Whatever. There's no right theater. The first day of Black Panther. There's gonna be nothing but black people in there.
I was
nerds.
Just gonna say, just so you know, even
nerds.
In a dark theater, you could be seen, Keith.
Yeah. Okay. They're gonna fuck you up if you do that. Don't do that.
They're gonna be like,
everybody's gonna be crying.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a lot of
like
tears.
Chadwick Boseman died for real. And I haven't watched anything with Chadwick Boseman in it since he died. And I bet I'm not alone of people that are just like, this is going to be the moment we can mourn this man and move on. And then Keith's going to be like, let me guess he's dead.
That's not really him. You know that, right? Try to watch that. What was that Lowdown or whatever? What was that movie he did that was really just a play and I lasted 10 minutes of that? Watch that if you care so fucking much.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Yeah, that's what you watch if you care so much. Not this. That's not really him in the ground.
Nah, man. I'm waiting till this, and then I'm going to go watch that.
Okay.
But we got to do this first.
Well, happy Wakanda forever.
No, happy Wakanda forever, very seriously. Am I able to do that sign?
Yeah, you can do it.
Are you trying to get me beat up?
No.
You can't do it.
Why would I do that?
Because everybody does it.
Is this what it's like when you give Keith direct help and instructions and he don't trust you?
Yeah.
I would not lie to you.
Yeah, you can do it. This isn't a racist thing.
Okay. Wakanda forever.
Yeah, well, if you do it that way, you should get beat up. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a real place.
The nurse deserved to beat you up.
While everybody's waiting in line for to get in after to the next show, and he walks out and does that way.
Get ready, guys. They do this.
You deserve whatever wedge you get from actually doing it.
Yeah. Oh, guess what? Keith's back in the hospital.
I don't know what happened.
It was all cool until then. But thank you, everybody. This has been fun. We're actually ending the trail this time, Bianca. I know Bianca's like, well, you said
yeah, you lied.
And I am so sorry. I added an extra 5 minutes to this walk.
It was wonderful.
but 10 minutes to this walk. But we are officially getting ready to wrap it up. Thank you, everybody.
Officially getting ready.
We got to catch the sunset. Hold on. Tie your shoelace.
We're both walking to the same train, even though we said bye.
Right. Yeah.
We're both trying to say bye-bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye-bye. KeepingTheGirl.com.